Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, guest host Carolyn Winter will be talking about what is involved with recession-proofing your business and the five main qualities we need to resonate with in order to manage the ups and downs of a business cycle during challenging times. First, a little introduction for those of you who may be listening to Living in Tune for the first time. I'm the founder and developer of the Resonance Repatterning System, which this show is all about. If we look at the basics, we know that everything is energy or vibrating frequencies. Every thought and feeling you have, every word you speak, and every organ and tissue of your body is all frequencies. Now, your frequencies are either in sync with each other, which gives you energy, or they're out of sync with each other, which depletes your energy. Resonance repatterning is a system that helps you bring your frequencies into sync so you have the energy you need in order to create the life you want and live the purpose to the full. Resonance repatterning offers you a simple yet profound system for transforming the unconscious patterns you resonate with that create your out-of-sync frequencies that are mirrored in every problem you have and every challenge you face. The good news is we are all wired for success, creative actions, and natural self-healing every step of the way. The beauty of the Resonance Repatterning System is that in one or two of the basic seminars, you can quickly learn how to give yourself sessions and how to give sessions to family members and friends and make a difference in people's lives as well as your own. And for those who want to do Resonance Repatterning professionally, we have a complete program leading to certification. If you haven't already received a Resonance Repatterning session, that's a great place to begin so you can experience for yourself how you feel as a result of bringing your frequencies into sync and the positive change that follows. For those of you who like to read, my book, Quantum Change Made Easy, shares the 9 keys that make the transformation of any problem possible and opens the door to growth and new ways of being. If you're interested in the potential of humankind for extraordinary change, if you want to learn a system that integrates spirit, mind, emotions, and body, you're welcome to check our resonancerepatterning.net website for teacher schedules, links to certified practitioners in your area, self-healing supplies, our free newsletter, and more. Every week on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, I talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to resonance repatterning. Sometimes I invite a guest host to introduce you to themes that can deepen our understanding and help us handle our life situation with more ease. Today, Carolyn Winter, president of the Resonance Repatterning Practitioner Association that certifies resonance repatterning practitioners, a certified practitioner and past CEO of various nonprofit companies, will be talking about recession-proofing your business. After sharing the theme of the week, she'll be doing a special recession-proof your business repatterning using the information from my resonance repatterning manuals. So, if this repatterning speaks to you, feel welcome to call in during the first break with your questions or to have a repatterning session for your business. And that number, which you'll be given later, is 866-472-5795. So, Carolyn, a big welcome to you.
Thank you, Chloe. Thank you, Chloe.
Wonderful.
It's my pleasure to host today's show.
Thank you so much.
Our session topic today, as Chloe mentioned, is recession-proofing the energy of your business. And I will be doing 2 sessions a little later in the show. There is a famous story of the big advertising firm Leo Burnett, known for the creation of marketing brands you've very likely heard of, such as the Green Giant and the Marlboro Man. The founder, Leo Burnett, had a vision for starting his marketing company and moving towards getting it off the ground during the worst possible time, the height of the 1930s depression. He and his associates put every penny into their dream of starting their own company, borrowing against life insurance policies and home mortgages. Some say it might have been the receptionist who thought of it and scraped together the pennies that she needed to buy some food for an opening day event. And other sources say it was Leo Burnett himself. But in the act of, in an act of generosity, when they opened the doors to the public, a large bowl of red apples was placed in the reception area to offer visitors. In a time when even the middle class occasionally lined up for a meal from a soup kitchen, this was a phenomenal gesture. No one gave away food at that time. The firm was mocked mercilessly in the press about the bowl of red apples, as well as the decision to open a business when so many other businesses were collapsing. Leo was personally mocked in the newspapers with a prediction that soon he too would be out of business and selling apples on the street. But Leo persisted in his business endeavor with enthusiasm and collaboration of his partners, and also making a bowl of red apples always available in the front reception area. Leo Burnett's vision and values served him well. His attitude was, quote, "When you're on the economic bottom, the only way to go is up," unquote. Persevering, the negative press coverage actually helped Leo's company to build a clientele despite the devastating economic times, and went on to become one of the largest advertising companies in the world. Today, the company is still known for its creativity, big ideas, and its appreciation for people. Walk into any Leo Burnett office worldwide today, and you will still find a symbol of the values that underlie their success, a bowl of red apples. The brand and image built around this symbol represents a number of positive energetic qualities I would like to share with you today. Our topic, recession-proofing our business. Whether we are a business owner or employer, or employee rather, working for a company, it's hard not to think about the doom and gloom aspects of an economic downturn or recession when it's discussed almost daily in the news media, and in fact, evidence in businesses closing down and job losses. If you have your own business and find yourself worrying and thinking negatively, there is a way that you can manage your energy to create the best possible outcomes. As you know from the book, Quantum Change Made Easy, everything has a frequency to it, especially our thoughts. Even our business has a frequency made up of the collective frequencies of all the individuals who make up our enterprise. The frequency of our collective thoughts can have an impact on our overall business success and outcomes. Now, while it might be tempting to repattern every person in every department of our company, I believe that everything can and does shift with the coherent energy field of just one person. We can be that person who makes the difference in our business or company. Here are five key energy exchanges inherent in the company that Leo built that can help any business during economic slowdowns. Well known in business literature, but have added power and meaning if you yourself resonate with these basic energy exchanges. When we resonate with these key energy exchange qualities, we tend to then experience them in our reality. Others tend to feel uplifted around us and are inspired to take actions that are unthought of, creative, and needed. As a result, our field of energy for surviving an economic downturn and possibly prospering expands. So here are the five qualities. Number one, stay focused. The first quality is to stay focused on day-to-day operations, staying in the present moment while simultaneously looking to the future when times are better. As Leo Burnett said, quote, "What is down has nowhere to go but up," unquote. We must always remember that a downturn is just temporary and that a natural cycle will once again bring us back to a positive position. This energy exchange requires us to do our best in the moment and remain detached about the outcomes of our intentions. What can normally block our ability to stay focused in the moment, of course, is fear. Fear that we're next, that sales won't happen, that customers have no money. We can also block our present moment awareness because of our beliefs. The news, for example, the news says that the business is bad, so it's only a question of time before my business becomes the next statistic. Oh dear. Having these thoughts does not actually help us survive a downturn. We just get pulled in. When we free ourselves of fear and non-coherent beliefs or negative thoughts, our resonance for staying present increases, and in the present moment, we can also experience clarity, quick thinking, and good decision-making. Number two, the art of appreciation. More than ever, an economic downturn is a time to actively practice and model the art of appreciation. When times are good, really good, we tend to take a number of things for granted, especially people like our staff or our customers. We must appreciate the business that we have built to date. What has our business achieved? What are the strengths of our business? We need to be in the habit of appreciating the people involved as they helped us to build it. It costs very little to recognize individuals who are helping the company in small ways to save money, do things more efficiently, or who are going the distance. We create an uplifting, forward-thinking organization when we build appreciation into our vocabulary and conversation on a consistent basis. Expanding our energy field with appreciation can also help us put fear into perspective. When we appreciate what we do have, we generate a frequency of abundance that attracts more into our sphere and basically squeezes out fear. Number three, focus on relationships. We are constantly exchanging energy with the fields of other people. We can make the most of this energy exchange by listening to staff, suppliers, and customers, the people involved in our business. News of a recession, like I said, can activate our fear buttons, which in turn contracts our energy field. Left unchecked, we can shut down our interactions with others because we are so fearful. We hear less and may more often respond reactively. However, if we make a point of being there for others, of listening and responding coherently, we really expand the energy field of our company and all those who are connected with it. You know, business training guru Brian Tracy is quoted as saying, "Successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me?" Tracy's advice to help others is especially important during bleak times because by collaborating with, say, a competitor, we may all be able to survive. Cutting costs, laying off staff, or dropping services may be short-sighted actions and unnecessarily shrinks our energy field. On the other hand, if we take the time to talk to customers and suppliers or staff and get their involvement in present-moment issues, we can open to the vast wealth of creative options that is only accessed when we have coherent relationship energy. For example, okay, now I think we're headed into a break, and when we come back, we'll go through the last two qualities, and then we'll also be doing a session to actually resonate with these five qualities to help us resonate with recession-proofing the energy of our business.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wing. And the rest will follow.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, proud sponsor of Matcha Dam's premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. FedEx and Matcha Dam's has a common objective, and that is deliveries on time. More babies begin healthy lives because of Marcha Dimes programs. And we can do even more, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives,
not even the dog,
come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hi, and this is Carolyn Winter, guest hosting for Chloe Wordsworth today. Our topic today is recession-proofing the energy of your business. And we're going through the five qualities that would help us to resonate with and to help support us in having a recession-proofed business. Okay. I'd like to share with you point number three of the qualities was to focus on relationships by listening to people. And I'd like to share with you a wonderful story of where this really paid off. For example, during a recession in Toronto in the early 90s, the United Way faced declining donations and in turn a reduced capacity to support key social service agencies in the city at a time when they were actually needed more than ever. A reduction in funds was inevitable, and a conference was convened to discuss the reality. However, the executive director, Ann Golden, asked the 300 volunteer presidents and CEOs of the attending agencies to spend 30 minutes discussing what else could be done to save money or to otherwise keep the services going. Suggestions poured in. They generated an unexpected and long list of creative solutions. One that stood out the most and became a long-running service was to use the United Way itself as a clearing depot for tangible donations from big companies to small agencies. It was an early green movement idea to recycle what would be garbage for one company into found gold for another. Women's shelters, drop-in centers, and other agencies received computers, office supplies, office furniture, and more that helped them save thousands on their annual budget. The cost was simply the reorganization of one staff member's time 2 days per week. The impact was enormous. Look for the new opportunities. Now, you may wish to check our archive of past shows for more detailed information on finding opportunity problem. But in this segment, I just want to mention that we do need to resonate with finding the new opportunities that an economic downturn may be presenting for us. If we have sufficient relationship coherence, appreciation, and stay focused in the present moment, we are able to spot new ways of doing things, new products that are needed in the downturn, and new ways to collaborate in our industry and keep our business vital. An economic downturn is a time to look at what areas of our business needs improvement, do long-range planning, and create plans to kick in when the timing is better. In other words, it's a time to look over the business and improve it in some way. By doing so, we tap into our innate pattern and ability for growth and renewal. It is an energy that is uplifting, inspiring, and motivates us to naturally move in the right direction. Number five, taking right action. When the opportunities arise or circumstances change, such as a sudden increase in gas prices that we've all heard of lately, we need to resonate with taking the right action that is before us. Our biofeedback system has the answers. We have a sense of what to do. The big saboteur of taking actions, of course, are indecision, procrastination, fear of failure, or rejection. When we resonate with good decision-making and confidence, taking timely action becomes easier. So those are our five basic energy exchange qualities that will help us weather an economic downturn. Just to recap, they're to, number one, stay focused and present while looking to the future. Number two, engage the art of appreciation daily. Number three, focus on relationships by listening. Number four, look for opportunities. And five, take timely right action. So we'll take some time now to demonstrate how this repatterning could be very helpful for us in our business situations. I think we have a caller on the online right now. Is that right?
Yes. Hi, I'm Joanne. How are you, Carolyn?
I'm fine. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Now, I love the show.
Oh, good. I'd just like to tell listeners who are listening to the show either now live or later in the future, if you'd like to participate in this repatterning.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay. And I'm just going to tell listeners that would like to participate that if you'd just like to grab a pen and pencil paper, you can write down issues and intentions for yourself, and we'll include you in the repatterning if you choose to be included. Okay, Joanne. Tell us, do you have a business worry that's related to talk of the doom and gloom of a recession?
Well, I definitely do. Excuse me, Carolyn. Probably more than most, because I'm a small business person who's involved in headhunting and search. In other words, we find staff for corporate clients.
Okay.
And obviously, when a market downturns, one of the first things that happens is that hiring stops. There's usually a moratorium. Or it's put on hold. So the need of our services is greatly reduced, if in fact they're needed at all.
Okay, so your fear right now is, like your big issue right now is then that this is going to happen to you.
Yes, that there would be a lack of business, a lack of order business and requirement for staff. Exactly.
Okay, so Joanne, we're going to start the repatterning then. And focus on this. This is a perfect issue for this section. And we'll probably do this repatterning over the next this segment and the next segment.
Okay.
Okay? So we're going to just start. First of all, do I have your permission to muscle check your energy field?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So, are you in a nice, comfortable place? Are you relaxed?
Definitely.
Okay, so let's just take a deep breath and get centered and grounded. That's good. And so that was a very good issue that you raised, not good to have, but good that you're aware of it. So let's put that in a sentence. And I think what I heard was, I am afraid that business will drop.
Yes, that's correct.
So that applies to a lot of people, that business will drop. And for those listening at home, if you want to write out your own particular business issue, go ahead and do so. And let me just check. There's more details that we need to this issue. There is not. And we need to list anything else. We don't. So, Joanne, I'm now going to check your resonance for this issue. So I'll just get you to say out loud, I'm afraid that my business will drop. I'm afraid that business will drop.
I'm afraid that business will drop.
And muscle checking your field of energy in a general way, that is actually on. So you resonate with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, well, it is the reality out there. If you actually resonate with that, you'll just attract more of that to your own sphere.
Right.
Just take a breath. Now, what would you like instead of that? Even though there's maybe talk of a recession, especially impacting your industry, what would you like instead of that?
Well, ironically enough, right now our business is just kicking. So in spite of a lot of people suffering and many layoffs where in the area we're in, we've been very effective. And so I suppose what I'd like is more of what I've had this past July, where we are very busy and we found market niches and ways to contribute and be a valuable service, regardless of the bigger picture.
Okay, so we stay busy and continue finding you said niches, but let's say new business.
Okay.
That would maybe apply to everybody. Let me just check. We stay busy and continue finding new business, yes, and we need to add anything else to this intention. No, but that would be desirable for everyone, I think. So say that. And I'm going to check your energy field on the general level. And yes, we are. And I'll get you to say, we stay busy.
We stay busy.
And continue finding new business.
And continue finding new business.
Checking your energy field, I'm sorry to say that's off. It means you don't resonate with that. So you are actually in a very lucky and fortunate position. While in your industry, things have not been so great. You've actually had a very good July, but you know in your heart you're already resonating with, wow, this probably won't last or something.
Exactly right. That's exactly how I feel.
Okay. So now we're going to check for the energy exchange qualities that would support you and your business in this situation. So, and again, before we do that, I'll remind listeners, if you have an intention that you would like to have repatterned for your business, just write that out right now for yourself. Always good to write it in the present tense, as though it's already manifested. Okay, so now I'm going to check this outline we have for recession-proofing your business, and I'm going to check for what qualities we need. We need something on remaining focused. We don't. We need something for appreciation. We don't. Relationship coherence in the workplace. We don't. Finding opportunity. We do. Okay, so we have four statements here, and I'm just going to check from this list what would be needed for you. One, two. Okay, it's a lovely statement. I'm going to read the whole thing first so you can take it in, and then I'll get you to say it so I can check your field. It says, I'm open to unexpected events which may lead me to something far more important than my original goal. Now, you can imagine that during a recession, lots of unexpected things happen. But if we can resonate with that being a good thing, more positive things can ensue. So Joanne, I'll get you to say that. Say, I'm open to unexpected events.
I am open to unexpected events.
Which may lead me to something far more important.
Which may lead me to something far more important.
Than my original goal.
Than my original goal.
We are off for that. And I think you said in at the beginning that some new things had opened up for you already in July.
Yes.
For new things. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. In fact, there's three or four meetings that I have scheduled for August that pertain to different aspects of what I'm doing now. And I think that some of them, two of them at least, would certainly do well in, you know, a depressed economy.
So new things in the face of a depressed economy. So we need to have you resonating with finding those opportunities and not letting them fall through the cracks.
Okay.
Joanne, if you'll just stay with us through the break, we'll continue this repatterning in the next segment and find out what else we need to resonate with.
All right, I'll be here.
Thank you.
It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the 7th Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
And this is your guest host, Carolyn Winter. I'm standing in for Chloe today. And our topic today is recession-proofing the energy of your business. Earlier, I talked about the five energy exchange qualities we need to resonate with to recession-proof our business. We're just in the middle of doing a repatterning with Joanne, who's called in. She's a business owner. And I invite any participants, any listeners who would like to participate in this repatterning to do the same for yourself at home. You're welcome to, so far, write down an issue for yourself regarding your business and the recession and an intention, something you'd like instead of the problem. In a few minutes, as we continue with this repatterning, I'll be checking for a modality that we can do to shift our frequencies around this and an action everyone can do after we've completed the session to help maintain the shift. Joanne, are you still there?
I certainly am.
Welcome back. Thank you. Now, we're going to continue this repatterning and check for other qualities that you may need to resonate with in order to recession-proof the energy of your business. Your business is actually doing very well, despite the fact that in your industry, it's kind of choppy, as you say, in other places. And you've actually had some new opportunities in the month of July. But your resonance is not for that reality. So we're going to see what we can do to keep your frequencies high for the good news that you're already experiencing. So just checking, we need something else from remaining focused. We don't. From appreciation qualities. We don't. From relationship coherence qualities in the workplace. We do. Okay, so in this case, we need one. I'm checking from a list, by the way, in this repatterning. 1 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 15, 11, 12. So I'll read the whole sentence first so you can take it in. It says, I am powerful in my work in a way that benefits everyone. So we'll need to have Joanne maybe reflect on this. No, I'll just get you to say that, and I'll check your field at the general level. So Joanne, say, I am powerful in my work.
I am powerful in my work.
In a way that benefits everyone.
In a way that benefits everyone.
And you're off for that. You know, as a business leader, as a business owner and leader, other people look to you for how you respond to, you know, the challenges. And so when you can resonate with your own power in your own work, everyone benefits. So we'll get you tweaked up for that, for that. Okay, so we need some other quality from relationship coherence in the workplace. We don't. Okay, and... Just check, we'll need other qualities at this time. We do. One more quality is needed. It's from the list of staying focused, no appreciation, no relationship coherence. Another, finding the opportunity quality. It's number one, number two, number three. The statement is, say, I have the strength of my convictions.
I have the strength of my convictions.
And checking your energy field at the general level, that's off. You don't resonate with your strength of convictions. Oh, dear. Okay. Now, we need anything else from this repatterning before we move into modalities. We do. So there's something else needed from qualities. There is. Something from remaining focused, yes. So that would be number, again, from a list. We have 1 to 5, 6 to 10, 6, 7, 8, 9. Joanne, say, I am motivated to act.
I am motivated to act.
You are off for that.
I concur.
Okay. So tell me about motivation. How has your motivation been in the last few weeks?
Well, I mean, my motivation has really been really more that the business has been taking me along with it, not that it's internal motivation for me.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, I feel that I need a holiday and I'm tired, and I'm not really ready to pick up the, you know, baton, I guess, and move forward.
Okay. All right. So let's just check. There's another quality needed to help stay focused in the moment. There is. 1 to 5. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I understand. Now this is a multiple choice one here. Something about I understand what I have heard, no, seen, no, read. Something about reading things and understanding it. So say, I understand what I have read.
I understand what I have read.
We're off for that. And does that have any meaning for you?
Actually, it does. As you said it, something came up for me, and that is that I'm taking a voice coaching course, and I have quite a bit of homework, and I was given a handout last week, and I did read it over, but I can't say that I really assimilated what I needed to do.
Okay. So somehow that's tied in with your recession-proofing the energy of your business as well. So wonderful. We'll have that repatterned to that quality.
Okay.
So let's just check. There are other qualities that we need to check at this time. There are not. We need to now move into modalities. We do. So for anyone listening at home, if you were following along, you could have written down those qualities. I'll have those posted probably at our new blog after the show. And if you like, you can participate in this next part where we'll do a modality to shift our energy frequencies around these statements, these unconscious patterns. So I'm using, from Chloe's Resonance Repatterning System, a book of modalities, and I'm checking again from a list. And in this index, we need something from process modalities. We don't. From sound, from color, from movement, from breath, from energetic contact, we do. So there's a list. I'm checking 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3. It's tongue on the roof of your mouth. I'm just going to read this lovely little description. What I love about these modalities is that they're so simple, and yet they can change a huge amount in your life with just if you can get the right one. So, Joanne, for you, we've got this. It's called tongue on the roof of your mouth. It says here, placing your tongue on the roof of your mouth helps to synchronize the brain waves of the left and right cerebral hemispheres. It has a calming effect. Okay, so that's what we'll do. Here, I'll read the instructions. Place the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth just behind the upper front teeth or further back on the hard palate, whatever feels comfortable. So, Joanne, if you could just do that.
Mm-hmm.
And hold this position of the tongue while breathing deeply. So we'll all do that together, and I'll just be muscle checking at my end as to when we're done. Okay, so we'll do this in a little bit of silence. Joanne will get you to do that while I just remind the audience that we're still streaming live. And I'll get you to just breathe deeply while you hold your tongue behind the palate of your teeth. peace. This is synchronizing the brain waves of the left and right hemispheres of the brain. No doubt helping us to stay focused in the moment and what we need to do for our business. Just breathing and holding your tongue behind your teeth. That would appear to be complete muscle checking. So, Joanne, you can let go of that, and anyone listening at home. And how are you feeling?
Fine. Quite well, actually.
Take a deep breath to just integrate that. And as you do that, you can just notice how your energy is shifting. It seems like a simple thing, but little things can really shift our whole body, mind, spirit, especially when it's focused on something particular like our issues and intentions. Now we'll just check. There is another modality that we need to do. There is. And we'll just check for what that might be. It's something from process modalities: sound, color and light, movement, breath, energetic contact. No, it's a fragrance. Something from relationship modalities. Yes. It's a little bit of a surprise. It's another book I'm going into. It's a lovely course, Principles of Relationship. And in that book, we have some particular modalities to do. So we're going to check from there. It's something from 1, 2, 3, 4. Activating the water element for depth, clarity, listening, and reflecting in relationship. Well, isn't that just one of our keys to recession-proofing our business? So we'll just go there, this book, and I'll just read what it says. Now, let's see. It says, activating the water element for depth, clarity, and listening in relationship, reflecting in relationship. So the first thing is to ask for a fear. So, Joanne, what fear do you have?
I suppose that because I'm self-employed, the fear is around survival. Right.
Okay.
So, you know, if I don't produce, how would I support myself and my son? How would we move forward? What, you know, really the fundamentals. Would we have food and shelter? What would become of us?
Okay. So if you were to communicate this fear to your father, now this is probably something that is a fear that's been around for a long time. So we're just looking at what response we really needed to hear at an earlier time. What response did you need to hear from your father if you were to share this fear? I'm afraid of survival.
That he would take care of me, that I would be safe, that he would be a good provider, and that didn't need to be my worry or concern. That I could be free of worry because
okay.
He was in charge and taking care.
I'll get you to just say that. I am heard by my father.
I am heard by my father.
Okay, good. So that's the affirmation. And anyone else listening can say that. I am heard by my father. Okay, and we need to repeat that again. No. Okay, we're going to go to the break, and when we come back, we'll finish up this segment in the healing modality and find one positive action that we can do to integrate this work.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net. Joy.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning Seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Fiction seeping into reality. Reality transfigured by fiction. A monument of wonders. Conspire with host and creator Roy Dean Doty as he shares readings, commentary, music, and interviews on the multimedia epic that'll change the way you think forever. A Monument of Wonders, a place where time is a honeycomb, where language spawns the fantastic, where consciousness is exploded, one inspired mind at a time. Escape the stricture of the soundbite film clip world. Enter a monument of wonders. Wonder is miracle. Wonder is life. Wonder is power. Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave. Are you in?
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
And this is Carolyn Winters, guest hosting for Chloe Wordsworth this week. And I'm here with Joanne. We're doing a repatterning to recession-proof the energy of our business. And we're just at the part where we're doing some modalities to shift all the frequencies that have come up so far. So, Joanne, when we just before we went to the break, we did a modality very briefly. And we're going to repeat that right now. It's a very powerful modality to be heard by our Father when we're afraid of something. And lots of us have had memories where we had fears and never could express them or be heard or be reassured. So I'll ask everyone to do this that is participating at this part. Just remember a time when you were afraid and think of what you would have liked to have had your Father say in response to your fear. And having brought that to your mind's eye, Joanne, I'm going to get you to say this affirmation out loud for all of us. Say, I am heard by my Father.
I am heard by my Father.
Good. And we're going to say that one more time, two more times. Say, I am heard by my Father.
I am heard by my Father.
And one more time.
I am heard by my Father.
Okay, good. So now just take a nice integrative breath to take in that affirmation. Breathing deeply. Father energy has so much to do with our being able to do well in business and earn money and feel good about that. And it's a need we all have, is that fathering reassurance energy that everything is going to be fine. Good. So, Joanne, we're going to go back now and check all the statements that have come up. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, say, we're going to start with the original issue that we had. Say, I'm afraid that business will drop.
I am afraid that business will drop.
And checking your energy field, that's cleared. Good. And now our intention, and for anyone else listening, your intention as well, say, we stay busy and continue finding new business.
We stay busy and continue finding new business.
Checking, you're strong for that. You actually had a bit more of a spark in your voice as you said that.
Good.
Okay, now we're going to check our five qualities They're from different sections, of course, of this repatterning, but these are the qualities that would support a shift in our energy. So say, I am open to unexpected events.
I am open to unexpected events.
Which may lead me to something far more important.
Which may lead me to something far more important.
Than my original goal.
Than my original goal.
You now resonate with that. Wonderful. Our next statement, say, I am powerful in my work.
I am powerful in my work.
In a way that benefits everyone.
In a way that benefits everyone.
And you're on for that too. Say, I have the strength of my convictions.
I have the strength of my convictions.
You're on for that. Wonderful. And then say, I am motivated to act.
I am motivated to act.
On for that. And lastly, say, I understand what I have read.
I understand what I have read.
And you're on for that too. Good. So all our statements have cleared. And now I'm going to just check for an action that we might take to help shift and, not shift, but integrate this session afterwards. Action is always important to move our new energy field forward. So this is something everyone can do for themselves in relation to our topic today. And I've got four different actions. It's an appreciation exercise. No. It's to create a vision board. No. It's a nature sounds. No. It's an aroma oil. Yes. It's to choose an aroma oil to inhale once or twice while saying your intentions for your business out loud. And to do this exercise once a day, twice a day, and for a particular time period, whenever needed. So if you're feeling anxious about the recession and whatnot, so it's to write out your positive intention for your business. And now I have a list of oils. I'll check if there's one in particular that you need. Okay, so there is a particular one. There is. It's cedarwood. It's orange. It's the aroma oil orange, which I believe you can get at most health food stores. And it's for peace and calming, apparently, are the qualities associated with that aroma oil. Joanne, is that something you think you can do?
Sure. I have a question. I know a shop that sells that scent, and you can actually burn it in a room, like an oil.
Yeah.
Would that work as well?
It would work as well. Not quite as well as just putting it on a bit of a tissue and inhaling it, or putting it in an atomizer bottle with some water and spraying your room so that you can smell it. It would be a slightly different frequency if you burned it. Could I check for another action you'd like instead of that one in case you can't get an oil?
Okay.
All right. Another one is appreciation, vision boards, nature sounds. Okay, this is a very interesting one. So we have two different actions that you can choose from. One is to get the aroma oil orange and say smell it along with saying your intention. Another is nature sounds. We are a vital part of the web of life of nature, but tend to forget that in our 9-to-5 high-tech world. Remind yourself that nature's intelligence flows through you by playing a recording of natural bird sounds. When you hear the recording of birds in the wilds, you will be in touch with their natural ability to move with others, communicate effectively in groups, and soar to new heights. Do you think you could do that one, Joanne?
Sure. I could actually do either, but it's good to have a choice. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, so those are two actions everyone can do to help integrate this session. Joanne, thank you so much for being part of this show today, and I hope this has been of help.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I know that one of the first things you discussed was appreciation, and I must say I'm very appreciative because this is something that I really needed. So thank you so much, Carolyn, and thank Chloe for me as well.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I love your show.
All right, bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're just wrapping up now with...
Good. And Carolyn, that was a great session and very, very helpful. And I was fascinated, too, about the voice coming up. You know, when you said something about being read and her voice work. And mm-hmm. the voice, of course, is a symbol of our energy and our power and how we project ourselves. So it was very interesting that, you know, I understand what I've read and that Joanne brought that up.
Yes.
About, you know, not understanding what she'd read in terms of her voice.
Yes.
And also another thing to remember is the Father is the symbol also of the Heavenly Father. you know, however we hear that, that the Father is that all-caring being who is always supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's very interesting.
Yeah.
So, Carol, thank you, Carolyn, thank you so much. And by the way, everybody, if you want to connect with Carolyn, you're welcome to phone her. She does sessions and group sessions, and you can visit her website, but certainly her number is 416-763-6306. And remember, you can download the complete transcript of all our shows, including Carolyn's, and the repatterning and things that we didn't have time to include. And for studying resonance repatterning, you're welcome to come to resonancerepatterning.net website. And next week, I'll be doing a show on turning your fear into courage and power. You know, history gives us examples of total disaster and also shows us what people did to turn their fear into courage and power. What did they do and how did they do it? So discover how one father's small act of courage changed lives and still moves our hearts. Learn one attitude that changes poverty into abundance. Understand the challenge that fear invites each one of us to transcend. And join us for the Courage and Power Repatterning. So we're really continuing some of the things that Carolyn has talked about today. And thank you so much and have a really wonderful week. Coming into your power, transcending your fears, and being successful in your business as you go through the ups and down cycles. The down cycle always encourages us to move on up. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow.